Now we're going to talk about childcare, because there are some childcare providers who are raising concerns about the childcare fee reduction initiative. What it means is that childcare providers can't raise fees by more than 3% a year. Government says that's in order to keep it affordable for parents out there. But childcare providers say, well, it's actually shortchanging them. Let's talk more about this. Brittany Newber joins us now, the owner of Busy Bees Daycare. Brittany, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
This must seem like just an amazing time to be a part of the childcare industry. Like, how many changes have you seen in the last couple of years?
Oh, my goodness. It has been a little crazy, I'm not going to lie. I think all childcare providers are kind of, you know, just trying to keep up with all the changes. All good changes, obviously. I think the whole process of it just needs to be worked out a little bit better.
Right. So how long have you been part of this? Like, is it the demand? Like, what's it like for your services?
So basically, I am in my second year being a part of this fee reduction initiative. It has been going on longer than that. I just opted in for the first time last year, and it was a similar process as it is to this year. Unfortunately, it is a very drawn out process with a lack of communication, and childcare providers, I feel, are just kind of feeling like we're fighting the whole way just to get this simple thing done with for our parents too, of course.
Right. Can you give us an idea of the process then? What is the challenge here?
Yeah. So basically, I mean, this year, our new application. So basically, we have a year contract. You know, we enroll for the year, and then come April, the next year begins. And so we received our applications in January 31st. And most childcare providers filled out promptly and sent in. Some were no fee increases. Some were the 3% increases. Some were requesting a little bit more than the 3% increase. And most childcare facilities are still waiting for their approval. And we're on, you know, March 22nd already. So,
and what does that mean? If you don't get approval, what kind of impact does that have?
So if a childcare facility does not get approval, that means that all of that money that the government now pays to each facility, they go without for that month. So there's some small centers such as myself that are out thousands, but there are some facilities that are out hundreds of thousands of dollars, and trying to track down and communicate with parents that they now owe this extra money, only to then eventually be approved and have to go back and refund all these parents, is just so much added work for these facilities and childcare providers.
Wow, that would be awful. So what is the word from the government on this, Brittany?
So unfortunately, the communication with the government has been a little bit rough. We receive, you know, generic emails causing a little bit of panic with childcare providers. It states, you know, action is required. So then we sign in to kind of view what's happening, and there's nothing to be seen. So then we then try to give them a call, but their lines are so busy that you basically just get booted off. You can't even go on hold for hours. You can't even get a call back. You just have to keep trying to call over and over again. It took me 3 days to get through to them, only for them to say, oh no, that's a generic email, just disregard. So
so when you did get a hold of them, like, are you getting processed? Is it coming?
Unfortunately, I think that all the people that we're speaking to are just so overwhelmed with the amount of calls that every time you call, you kind of get a different answer. And it's just often we're told it's in the process. Trust the process and it will happen. And unfortunately, people can't pay their bills, and it's a little bit more than trust the process at this point. So,
yeah, no kidding. Do you know how many daycares are kind of in this boat?
Honestly, I don't know an exact number. I do know that, you know, I am lucky enough to be a part of a few groups of childcare providers. And I would say that there's anywhere from 56 to 75% of daycares that are not approved or have received temporary approval. And the temporary approval is basically, you know, if you lower your fees, we'll approve you. Or if you push your fee increase date to a later date, then we'll approve you until that date. So, yeah.
Boy, this is very challenging. So when you talk about having to go back to the parents then and saying, okay, well, we haven't got this, and now this is what you're going to have to pay. What is that price difference then that some parents perhaps are having sprung on them?
Well, it's hundreds of dollars. I mean, it is different depending on a month. Yeah. So for April, I mean, essentially people will be paying double what they would normally pay almost. So that's a huge hit for parents. And it's, unfortunately, it comes back to the child care provider, but it is completely out of our control because most child care providers have filled out their applications promptly within days of receiving it. And the government, unfortunately, wasn't able to approve them by the promised date of March 15th. So everyone's just left scrambling now.
Yeah, let's talk about the 3% increase. I know the government says, okay, well, that's the max that we allow because we're trying to keep things low. But what kind of challenges do you face in kind of keeping things at that 3%?
You know, it is a struggle. You can ask every child care provider. Right now, there's an ECE shortage all across BC. So centers are having to shut down. Centers are having to close rooms because they don't have enough staff. They can't pay them enough, a living wage, for them to continue working. So without that 3% increase, I don't know how daycares are supposed to survive, let alone everything has increased. The cost of living, the cost of insurances, the cost of groceries, supplies. So the 3% is, in my opinion, not something that is wanted. It's something that's needed in order to keep people's businesses alive.
What would be a better number for you that would help you relax a little bit in terms of you think, okay, I can live with this increase?
Well, the thing for me is a lot of people who opted in early, we opted in the 70th percentile of the fee, what was charged in our area. Most recent applicants of this year are able to opt in at an 80 percentile of the area. That's 10% difference in fees, which is a huge deal. Even just being able to meet that 80th percentile, like the new applicants, would make the world of difference for child care providers.
Wow, that is amazing. Okay, so we're hoping to talk to the minister about this. Brittany, what would be your message to her?
Oh, my message and my plea would be just for better communication and more of an understanding of where child care providers are coming from. The whole reason why we got into this fee reduction initiative is for our parents. We want to be able to provide them with an affordable rate for childcare, and we want to be able to do that while still being able to keep our daycares open. So just open communication and just more of an understanding that we're not trying to gouge anybody. We're just trying to make it doable.
Brittany, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Brittany Neuber, who's the owner of Busy Bees Daycare, talking about the challenges and just getting this administrative paperwork done so they can get that money from the provincial government to subsidize the daycare. I can't imagine how frustrating that is for parents. Like, not only that, you don't have the money to all of a sudden pay double your childcare fee for 1 month. Times are tight out there. Now, yes, we do hope to talk to the minister about this tomorrow on the show, but if you're a parent who's been impacted by this, a childcare operator, let me hear from you. @cknw.com.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.